Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for August 12, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond. My question for you this morning is, whose robe are you wearing? If I found myself wandering on a frozen, snow-covered land filled with hungry wolves, the last thing I'd want to be wearing is a long neon orange coat. My long-term survival prospects would be much better if all my garments, the hat, the mask, the long coat, the pants, the gloves, the boots, were white. You see, when there's a mortal threat looming, it's best when your weakness doesn't even show up on the radar. I thought this morning of the lost orange-wearing hunter being chased through the snowdrifts by a pack of wolves. You see, I had just finished reading Psalm 32:1 and was taking great comfort in the fact that Jesus washed away my sins when I declared him as Lord with my verbal and baptismal confession. I rejoice that God placed on me the robe of righteousness promised to those who put on Christ, according to Colossians 2:12. And as long as I live a surrendered life to Christ and to the Heavenly Father, I will continue being seen as a friend of God's kingdom rather than a foe. Here are the words of Psalm 32:1. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. I pray that you aren't trusting your goodness or charm or family ties or past deeds to get you into heaven. For no amount of human effort can unstain you. You know the sins you've committed, and God has complete notes about the ones you've forgotten. Obeying the gospel, according to Acts 2:38, is your only hope. When you stand before God without the covering of Christ's robe, without having been washed white by the blood he shed on the cross, then you'll look like a blood-spattered murderer standing against a perfectly white background. Trust me when I tell you that that is not what you want to happen. For the misery of hell will be far worse even than being an everlasting chew toy for wild wolves. Your eternal outcome will be much better if God sees that you are covered with a white robe of faith in Christ and invites you to join the gazillion smiling saints on his right, wearing white robes given them because of their confession, conversion to Christ. Choose a blessed life, my friend. Choose the covering of your sins. Choose Christ. Declare such with your lips, your baptism, and your holy living. As always, I love you, Martin.